We shall now present the general authorities, the general officers, and the general auxiliary officers of the church for the sustaining vote of the general conference. Before doing that, however, we desire to release with a vote of thanks for the excellent service they have rendered the presiding bishopric of the church. John H. Vandenberg, presiding bishop, Robert L. Simpson, first counselor, and Victor L. Brown, second counselor. These brethren have served ably and faithfully for many years, and we want them to know of our sincere appreciation for their valued service. Will those who would like to join with us in extending a vote of love and appreciation to them signify it in the usual manner? Thank you. It is proposed that we sustain Elder Joseph Fielding Smith, prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, with Harold B. Lee, first counselor in the first presidency, and Nathan Eldon Tanner as second counselor in the first presidency. All in favor, please signify it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And propose that we sustain as president of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, Elder Harold B. Lee. All who are in favor, please signify it. And as acting president of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, Spencer W. Kimball. And as quorum members of the Quorum of the Twelve, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, Marion G. Romney, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton. All in favor, please signify it. Thank you. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as patriarch to the church, Eldred G. Smith, with the counselors in the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and patriarch to the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please signify it. And contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As assistants to the 12, Alma Sani, L. Ray L. Chris Johnson, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Alvin R. Dyer, Franklin D. Richards, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Marion D. Hanks, Joseph Anderson, David B. Haight, William H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, and Robert L. Simpson. All in favor, please signify it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as trustee in trust of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Joseph Fielding Smith. All in favor, please signify it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as first counsel of 70, S. Dilworth Young, Milton R. Hunter, Bruce R. McConkie, A. Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector, Jr., and Lauren C. Dunn. All in favor, please signify it. Thank you. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, presiding bishop, H. Burke Peterson as first counselor, and Vaughn Featherstone as second counselor. All in favor, please signify it. And contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As regional representatives, all regional representatives of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, as they are at present constituted. All in favor, please signify it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. Now, in the different departments in the church, the historical department, Alvin R. Dyer is managing director, Leonard J. Arrington, church historian, Earl E. Olson, church archivist, Donald T. Schmidt, church librarian. And the Priesthood Welfare Committee, Victor L. Brown as chairman, Junior Wright Child as managing director. Priesthood Home Teaching and Family Home Evening Committee, Boyd K. Packer, advisor, James A. Cullimore as managing director. Priesthood Missionary Committee, Spencer W. Kimball, chairman and executive of the executive committee, Gordon B. Hinckley and Thomas S. Monson as vice chairman, and Bruce R. McConkie as managing director. And the Priesthood Genealogical Committee, Howard W. Hunter, advisor, Theodore M. Burton, managing director. Unified Social Services, Marvin J. Ashton, Advisor, Robert L. Simpson as Managing Director. And Physical Facilities Department, this includes the Building Committee and its activities, the Maintenance Department, and the Real Estate Department. They are headed by capable men, but we're coordinating the work of these three under the direction of Marion G. Romney as Advisor and John H. Vandenberg as Managing Director. It's very heavy in responsibility. Department of Internal Communications, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, and Boyd K. Packer as Advisors, with J. Thomas Fiennes as Managing Director. Church Board of Education, Joseph Fielding Smith, Harold B. Lee, Nathan Elvin Tanner, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Robert L. Stapley, Marion G. Romney, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Alvin R. Dyer, Marion D. Hanks, A. Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Victor L. Brown, and Bell Spafford. And as Commissioner for the Church Educational System, Neil A. Maxwell. Commissioner of Health Services Corporation, Dr. James O. Mason. Church Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Glenn E. Nielsen, Weston E. Hamilton, O. Leslie Stone, and as Church Auditor, James A. Norberg. All who are in favor of this, please manifest with a raise of the right hand. And contrary, if there be any by the same sign. Now, as General Auxiliary Officers of the Church, the Relief Society, Bella Smith Spafford, President, Marion Clark Sharp, First Counselor, Louise Wallace Madison as Second Counselor, with all the members of the Board as a present constituted. The Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson, General Superintendent, Joseph B. Worthland, First Assistant Superintendent, and Richard L. Warner, Second Assistant Superintendent, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. The Young Women's Mutual Improvement Association, W. J. Eldridge, General Superintendent, George Richard, Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association, W. J. Eldridge, General Superintendent, with George R. Richard Hill as First Assistant Superintendent, and George I. Cannon as Second Assistant Superintendent, with all members of the Board as present constituted. And the Young Women's Mutual Improvement Association, Florence Smith Jacobson as President, Margaret Romney Jackson as First Counselor, and Dorothy Porter Holt as Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. The Primary Association, Laverne Watts Parmley, President, Naomi Ward Randall as First Counselor, and Florence Reese Lane as Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. And the Tabernacle Choir, Isaac M. Stewart as President, Richard P. Condy as Conductor, J. E. Welch as Assistant Conductor. Tabernacle Organist, Alexander Schreiner, the Chief Organist, Robert N. Kundig, Roy M. Darley, Frank W. Asper as Organist Emeritus. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. I can see no opposing vote, so the vote is unanimous. President Smith.